Then on Fridays, we are joined by the one, the only Big Fish Brooksy, Brooks Wheeler, to talk about the fishing on the ponds, the bayous, the inland lakes, the ravines, things inside. All right, Brooksy, what's the word on the street? What are you hearing out there from your fishing compadres?
Well, the Wednesday nighters, they're always out there on them Wednesday nights. They had some weather that was supposed to come in, but it kind of missed us.
Yes.
Went right around.
Yes.
So they only had 10 boats because I think it scared people away in the weather.
Yeah.
But not our guys.
No. You know. Not the people that we associate with.
No. They say a little rain won't hurt me.
That's right.
Lightning neither. No. So, but anyhow,
yeah.
River Rat Matt,
yes.
He's won it twice in the beginning, finished second once or twice, and he won it again.
He's back in the money.
He is.
Back
12 pounds, 8 ounces for five bass, he said. So
good deal.
He said that. And second place was 11 and a half pounds, and then 11 pounds was third place. And he said, Brandon, he didn't have a good night.
No.
Busting
Brandon. He got busted.
It's just not happening.
Not happening.
He's probably cooking duck.
It could be. It could be. It's a quirky season out there. Quirky season.
Yeah. So the big bass was 4.5 pounds. So not a bad bass.
Not a bad bass.
No, he said, River Rat said his bass, his big bass was like really long, but it didn't weigh. It was skinny. He said he thought he had the 5 pounder for big bass along with the win, but. That's not how it works.
Long, skinny bass is not going to win you the big one.
No.
You need a fat bass. Got to get a fat bass.
Big bass.
Yeah. All right. What about Mosquito Creek Jerry?
He's on it. He's always calling me right away. And he's going, Brooksy, the river is really low.
Low.
Low and clear.
Low and clear.
But he's not getting in a boat and floating the river.
No.
And if you would, I'm sure you can go catch smallies down that stretch that he's at, and walleyes too. But he doesn't fish, and he says nobody else is fishing. He goes, hardly seeing anybody coming by fishing.
What about the neighbor kid?
The neighbor kid is there, but he must not know how to fish.
Mm.
So he said he's there, but he's not showing him any prizes.
Mm.
And he says on the weekend, they're getting the kayakers and the tubers coming by.
They're getting the social water users, but they're not getting the fisher folk.
Yeah, he says the water's nice, you know, clear.
Where'd it go?
Where's your phone?
Oh, yeah. No, sorry there. It's my social studies teacher. Carry on. Yes, go ahead.
Telling you about the world.
Yes. No, go ahead.
So, anyhow, he said not many boat traffic, but the river's really nice. So, there you go.
So, if you want to go too, but it's fine, but you should go fishing too, because there's fish in there.
Yeah, but the Wednesday nighters are telling me the Grand River there. See how them boats going up that way?
Yeah.
They're probably making the current go that way, because there's no current. It's stagnant, and they're not fishing in the river. If there was flow, like I said before, they would be fishing out in the river. They'll probably have 15 pounds in bass. But they said, told me, nothing.
No.
Nothing in the river, because they're spraying them weeds. In the bayous, too. I don't want to give up Matt's secret, but if you see where they sprayed, you better not be fishing there.
Gotcha.
Because all that lack of oxygen, because all the weed kill, and the water is like 85 plus degrees out there.
So it's not comfortable. Not comfortable.
Probably went down a couple degrees last night, because it got cold out last night. I shouldn't say cold, but
Coolish.
Doesn't take long to drop it down.
Okay. Yep. Who else have we heard from?
So the Muskegon Walleye Classic. It was the third week.
And ODC.
Yes. And there was 40 boats. I forget how many. There was like 36 boats last week. And, but this week, 16 boats caught 32 fish. So there's
two fish per boat.
Well, I don't think it was quite that.
Probably
can't break it down.
Probably
that
not
way.
That evenly. No, you can't.
Team Wamba won it this week, because the first 2 weeks, the same person won it. So it takes, if you win one of the weeks, one of the 4 weeks, you're in the classic at the end for the championship. So the first 2 weeks, the same team won. They didn't fish this week, and another team won. So there's two people that are in the final, the ones that won. So they won with 14 pounds, second place was like 9 pounds, and then third place was one fish like 6 pounds, something like that. So they say next week there's still a chance to get in that top 10 if you win, if one of them two don't win, or otherwise the top 10 in weight will get in to do the classic out of the 46 boats that they got there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, and Big Sheep's Head was, what did they have there? It was 11 pounds, and that's what won the junk fish.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody puts in a pot for the junk fish, and they won it, whatever the total is. So if there's what? If it's 40 boats, and they put in $5 or $10.
That's a nice little kitty.
That's a little kitty.
Yeah.
Pays for your night.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
What about the one, the only, eccentric Mr. Bendin' the Rod Johnny? Have we had a report from Bendin' the Rod Johnny?
He tells me he's not fishing.
He's not fishing.
No, because they sprayed his lake, too.
He doesn't want to go fishing.
He don't want to. Don't
want
Brooksy, I'm not going there.
Nope, not doing that.
Nope, not going.
Does he have other hobbies? I know he does photography.
Oh, he's there.
Does he have other interests and things that he does?
I told you to friend him up.
Yeah,
you'll see. Johnny's got a post every day.
He's
been showing some nice fawns and deer on his land, you know.
Yeah.
The bucks that he's got there that are in velvet.
Yeah.
He's been showing all that stuff. So.
Okay. So he photographs nature.
He is a nature boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was biologist, right?
Yeah. I believe he was.
He'll tell you how to raise your deer.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you you want to play a little catch with him, you can probably hit one off you. All right. just like he did Don Sutton. Anyway, and I can just hear him right now going, I never hit a home run off Don Sutton. Sure he did.
Yeah.
All right. What
and
else?
In the Mississippi.
In the mighty Miss. That was right, because it was the minor league ball down by the Mississippi River.
That's it.
I remember the story on the air.
Yeah, there you go.
When he hit that home run off Don Sutton. Okay. What else you got, Brooksy?
Well, my bait shop moved.
Yeah, your bait shop moved.
He was on Washington Street.
Yeah.
Crispy Outdoors.
Yes.
He is now officially opened on Robbins Road.
Okay.
It's 17064 Robbins Road. It's just by the D&W, just east of D&W on Robbins Road there.
Okay.
So he is now open.
He's now open.
So if you need bait, go to Crispy Outdoors.
Go there.
I know Brian was in there today giving a fish report, too.
He does mention them quite a bit, that he likes to go there and grab some things.
Yep. Spoons. I'm not sure where he's getting his money from, but he's got a bunch of stuff in there.
There
so you need to go spend that some of yours.
So then he can go get more stuff.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
He will get. If I ask for a certain lure, and he got it for me.
There you go. Guy knows his stuff.
He does.
What else is on the old ledger there, Brooksy?
Well, I guess it's down to my word of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't talked about your own personal fishing.
Well, I haven't been fishing much this week.
You've not been fishing much because of the conditions of the water.
Yeah. It's stagnant. It's not moving.
Yeah.
And I haven't gone. I got my boat ready to go salmon fishing.
The pram is ready.
It's ready.
Pram is ready.
And I was listening to you and Brian, and it sounds like it might be raining tomorrow afternoon, but it sounded like it's going to be calm because Brooks is going to only go calm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you
don't mind fishing in the rain.
I'll outrun the rain.
You don't like cold. Cold is your thing. You don't do cold.
It's not bad when it's warm out, but I don't like getting wet.
No.
So, and the pram doesn't have, I can't go underneath.
Pram doesn't have a top.
Pram does not have a top.
No top on the pram.
Nope.
No top on the pram. Okay. All right. So, hey, Brooks, when you've been out, have you seen any turtles in your fishing exploits?
I did see earlier this year when I was at the pond.
What'd you see? What kind?
I think it was a baby snapping turtle. A
little baby snapping turtle?
Yeah, swimming in the pond looking. Kind of hard to get out of the pond down there.
No, not sure.
And the rocks, he was down towards the end.
Okay.
So,
but just one. That's the only one you've seen.
I've never seen a bunch of baby turtles.
No.
I've seen just one. I've caught a couple of baby snapping turtles. I've caught a couple of big snapping turtles. But I've never seen more than one swimming, you know, like you see in the ocean when all the little turtles are going.
Like in the movie, like in Dora.
When they're running to the ocean.
Yeah.
You don't see snapping turtles like that.
But you've never been out on the pram and had one going by you?
Yeah.
Oh, you have had that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Not this season.
Not this season.
No.
Oh, yeah. Brooksy's 63 years old.
Many seasons.
I've seen them, seen snapping turtles mating in the water.
Yeah.
I've seen snapping turtles, not good, because fish line caught in its mouth, wrapped around a branch, can't get up.
Yep.
Done. Can't get up.
There you go.
Pick up your fishing line. I always say it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And hooks.
Help them snapping turtles.
Well, those snapping turtles will get you, though.
They will.
So.
Yeah, got to be. You know how to properly handle a snapping turtle?
You can hold it by the tail, but it'll turn at you.
It will.
And you'll probably drop it because you think it's going to get you, but it won't.
No. Yeah.
But
no, because my dad likes to eat snapping turtles and catch them. And he always, Because some people, like I see these idiots on like TikTok, they grab them by the shell like this.
That'll get you then.
You don't come around. You don't do that. My dad always said you grab them by the tail and you hold them way out like that.
Yeah. You had to
way out like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they'll turn around. Oh, they're feisty. And they're deceptively fast, too.
When they snap, it's
fast. Yeah. Because I think their jaws are something like, their jaws, they have so much, like, coming, there's going down is not a lot of force, but coming up to open them.
I'll disagree.
It's stronger the other way than you think.
But it's pretty strong when it goes down.
Oh, I would imagine so, because it hurts quite badly.
Well, just think of their name.
Yeah, snapping.
It's snap. If they don't get you, if they get you, you don't hear the snap.
No, that's true.
But if they miss you, you hear the snap.
You hear the snap.
Yeah. And I've never got bit by a snapping.
And I'm aspiring not to.
Because he won't let go, like you said.
No, they're
feisty. Then what are you going to do?
Then you're
better hope you got a knife.
You're in a bit of a tussle there. All right, are you up to your words of wisdom, Brooksy?
I guess so. You got anything else?
No, I just asked about the turtles because I was just thinking about that. Because in years past, we've seen turtles, and I haven't seen a lot of turtles this year. So I thought maybe you crossed them in your path.
I did. I always see a turtle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So,
all right, what do you got, Brooksy? What's your words of wisdom?
So, boats don't sink because of the water around them. Boats sink because of the water that gets in them. Don't let what happens around you and weigh you down. And remember to always put your plug in your boat, or you will go down.
I see. That's very philosophical, Brooks. It is. So boats don't sink by themselves. They have water that gets into them, but make sure your plug is in to keep the bad things out and the good things in.
Yeah.
All right, Brooksy. Thank you very much, good sir. This is Brooks Wheeler. As we like to say, what should people be doing, Brooks?
FED.
Fish every day.